Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to welcome you to another Life in presentation. This evening you are going to see a cycle of medieval mystery plays, which are some of the earliest in the history of English drama. The plays tonight will be given on a triple dimension. We might term the first dimension the historical. It is here that the true depth of these plays is found. For in these plays, we do not see the figments of a creative imagination, but rather the workings of God and Satan in history. The second dimension of these plays might be termed the historic, the interpretive. It is in these dimensions that we find the poetry, the alliteration, the faith of the medieval people as they looked upon these biblical events for their salvation. In this second dimension, soldiers are referred to as knights and chevaliers, and there is a distinct effort made to concretize the abstract. In the Parliament of Heaven, you will note that truth, mercy, justice, and peace are not only virtues, but they are people. The third dimension we might term the universal. For here we have tried to convey the impact of this message for all times, for all people, for all ages. No effort has been made to costume these actors in either biblical, medieval, or modern dress, but rather they have been garbed in simple church vestments, not to convey ecclesiastical office, but only dramatic tone. In this Lenten season, we hope that these plays will not only be entertaining, but will also be enriching and inspiring. Thank you.
Kind of a degree that he had wrought. And I deny that angel guide, should it not be. For we were fair and bright, therefore we thought that he, think one of us he might. Yet he did stay. The kind of man he thought to be. Thereat have I great envy. But he has made you him a mate, and harder to her I will be high, that ready way, that purpose how to put it by, and try to pluck from him that. I travel over the world's end. My time is so betrayed, his life for me death. And soon I shall escape. In a world like this where I went, and cry to fame, a life goodbye. Friend, for thy goodies are coming, I hear thought.
make all that we could, though. There is one tree out of love that Hans and I are on.
And why that tree, that would I wish, any more than all others are?
For I love God because of it, the fruit of it. Adam and I denying it. And if we didn't, we both would die, he said. And see our solitude.
Ah, Eve. To me, they came. Take heed, and thou the energy. What that same matter meant when he moved on that knee. The weak thereof forbade thee. I know it well. It is his skill, because he would none others do those great virtues that belong to thee. For wilt thou see, least the fruit of goodwill shall have knowing as well as thee.
Why, what kind of thing art thou that tells this tale to me?
A word. And what well how? And ye will worship me.
What worship did we win thereby? We have lordship to make mastery of all things that on earth are lost.
Woman, away. To greater state ye may be brought, if ye shall do as I shall.
We are so lonely,
or
see God in any way.
Nay, sure, no harm for both. He did safely be made, for peril there on his lies was virtue and great wings. Right as God ye shall be one, and dear to him in everything. Ah, great God shall be. Of good and ill dwell knowing, for to be all as wise as he.
Is this truth without fairness?
Yea, why ye leave not me? I would by no kind of way tell aught but truth to thee.
Then, would I do thy teaching trust, and take this truth unto our food?
I boldly on. Be not abashed. Beware him come to amend his mood and hate his bliss.
Adam? Hast here a fruitful good?
Oh, last woman, why took thou this? Our Lord commanded us both to tend this tree of his. Thy work will make him wroth. Alas, thou hast done amiss.
Nay, Adam, grieve thee not at it, and I shall say thee reason why. A worm hath given me to wit. We shall be of God, thou and I, if thou be eater of this fruit. Adam, farewell. Fear not this worshipful guest. We shall be as wise as God that is so great, and also mickle and bright. Therefore, eat of this meat.
Eat it what I nourish you. Might I be sure in thy saying?
Fight on boldly, for it true. We shall be as God. I know all things.
To win that name, I shall take that thy teaching. Alas, what have they done? For shame. Ill counsel, woe worthy. Ah, if thou art to blame, to this entice thou me. My body does me shame, for I am naked as I think.
Alas, Adam, why so long?
Alas, and for sorrow, why might we not think? We have grieved God Almighty that made me man. Welcome his pity bitterly. Less than ever we began. This work even hast thou lost, and made this bad bargain.
Nay, Adam, blame me not.
Away, love Eve. Who then?
The worst to blame were worthy more. With tales untrue he betrayed.
Less that I listened to thy lord, for trusted trifles that you said. So may I feign that bitter trade and dreary deed that then I did. Of a shape for stony dream, wherewith shall they be hid?
Let us take these figures, since it is thus betide.
Right as thou said, so shall it be, for we are naked and all bare. Oh, wonder, say, when I hide myself from my lord's sight, if I wish where. I know not where. I cannot where. Adam! Adam! Lord!
Where art thou?
Lord, I hear thee and I see thee not.
Where to doth it belong, this work? Why hast thou lost?
Lord, Eve made me do wrong and to this breach has brought.
Eve, why hast thou made thy maidens fruit? I bade thee to hang still and commanded none of it to take.
A word, Lord, entice me thereto. So well away that ever I did thee so ill.
Oh, wicked word. Woe worth the age, for thou in this manner hast made them such a prey. My mountain have thou here, with all my glamour, and down thy womb then shalt thou glide, and be a full of enmity to all mankind on every side, and dust shall be thy sustenance to eat and drink. Adam and Eve, also ye shall know our sweat and swing, and travel for your food.
Alas, when might we think, we that had all world good, full grievous may we think.
Now, cherubim, mine angel bright, to middle earth, swift, go dry these two.
Already, Lord, as it is right, since it is thy will that it be so, and by lightning. Adam and Eve, set you to go, for here may ye make no dwelling. Go ye for fast to bear, of sorrow may ye sing.
Alas, for sorrow and care our hands now may we wring. Thank you.
Adam and Eve by the serpent's fell. Man for his offense and foul folly hath lain in sin, as I do tell, and were worthy to lie therein endlessly. What then should perish your great mercy? Good Lord, have on man pity. Have mind of your prayer said by Isaiah. Let mercy meet be thine highest majesty. Oh, would God thou wouldst break thy heaven mighty, and come down here to earth indeed, and live here in years three and thirty. Thy famished folk with thy food to feed, to staunch our thirst let thy side bleed, or else will not be made redemption. Come, visit us in this time of need. On thy careful creatures have compassion.
My souls come, see how they lie and sob both even and morrow. With thy blessed blood from veils of sorrow, thy careful creatures crying in captivity. Oh, carry not, gracious Lord, tenacity moral, lest the devil take man by his iniquity. Oh, what? Give to mine eyes such rain that I may weep both day and night to see my brethren in so long pain. O mischief, amend with thy much might. As great as the sea, Lord, now is Satan's might. From our head is fallen the crown. Man is covered in sin. I cry to my sight, gracious Lord, gracious Lord, gracious Lord, come down.
Lord, I am thy child too, that shall last without an end, and I must testify to man's root. That wretch was to thee so unkind. The holy will he did abjure. Thou art his creator, and he is thy creature. Thou hast loved truth, it is said evermore, therefore, in pain, let him evermore endure.
O Father of mercy and God of comfort, who comfort us in each tribulation, let thy child mercy to be restored, and on man, let man. Hast thou compassion? To see the full grace in his transgression. O heaven and earth, cry for mercy. Seeing with none to take their prayers are offered so sadly.
Mercy, be marvelous what you do. You know well I am your brother Justice. God is rightful and righteous, this Father. But man offended him that is endless, therefore his endless punishment will never cease. Also he forsook his master that made him of clay. The devil to be his master he chose. Should he be saved? I say, nay, nay, nay!
Justice, see us who vengeful! upon all his works. God is merciful. That is what so God, man always does to draw. And what is the will of never so strong? Yet must thou consider the frailness of mankind. Learn in me, this is God's will. The mercy of God without end.
To spare your speeches, it were fit. It is not honest for virtues to be in dissension. The peace of God overcometh all this. Though truth and justice say great reason, yet mercy saith best to my pleasing. For if man's soul should abide in hell, between God and man ever should be division, and therein might not I peace dwell. Therefore, meseemeth best ye thus accord. Put both your sentences unto our Lord, and in his high wisdom let him decide.
In truth, here till I consent. I would pray our Lord to it might be.
I, justice, am well content, for in him is very equity.
And I, mercy, though his counsel will not please, the wisdom to have said I can see.
Here is God now, here is unity. Heaven and earth are pleased with peace.
This is God's word, you shall confess. Adam died once for his transgression, that truth and also righteousness might be preserved from violation. Now, to restore mercy and peace, a second Adam must die on earth, so God's mercy to man shall not cease, and the reign of peace shall come to birth. But he that shall die, ye must know that in him be none iniquity, that hell may hold him by no law, but that he may pass at his liberty. Find therefore the man that is worthy, his death for man's death to be redemption. All heaven and earth speak now ye, that our Lord may fulfill his intention.
I too have sought the earth without and within, and in truth there can none be found that is of human birth without sin, nor that to death will be found.
I, mercy, have sought the heavenly region round, and there is none of those times that for man to suffer a deadly wound. I cannot tell how this shall be.
Sure, I can find none sufficient. For servants unprofitable we be each one. His love needs to be full ardent, that for man to hell would be gone.
There is but one that can be true. Therefore, this is peace of advice, that we beseech God to give himself thereto. For in him, the conclusion of all this lies.
From us, God, Angel Gabriel, thou shalt be sent into the country of Galilee. to a city of Nazareth belonging in tent, to a maid, betrothed to a man in thee whose name is Joseph. He of the house of David is born. The name of the maid tree is Mary, of Joachim born. Say that she is pure and full of grace, and that I, the Son of the Godhead, son shall be through her. Hide thee that thou arise of haste, else we shall before thee be dead. I have so great haste to be made man in that meekest and pure virtue, that I may bring to naught what Satan began, of all you angels and of men, the great ruler. And if she shall ask me how did it may be, tell her that I, the Holy Ghost, shall work all this. He shall be overshadowed by our unity. In token whereof, her cousin Elizabeth is quick with child in her great age, I believe. For to us, there is nothing impossible. Her body shall so be filled with bliss that soon she shall think these things credible.
In thine high embassy, Lord, I shall go more speedily than it may be thought. Behold now, Lord, I go here too. I take my fight and by God. Now is the love day made of us for fighting, and we can dwell in peace as we did formerly. Truth and mercy are met together. Justice and peace have kissed each other.
Aha!
he has fasted that mars his mood. These 40 days without food, if he be man in bone and blood, he hungers still. He trusts that I hold good to wit his will. Now shall we begin in thee, if the Godhead in him be hid. If he will be a guide in thee, then I draw near. Was never a deed that ever he did to grieve him more. Thou, witty man, and thou wise of me, if thou tell aught of Godhead, bid now these stones be made bread. When shall they stand by itself instead and others see? Thou hast fasted long, I believe. I would now that some meat were seen. For old acquaintance take us to thee, thyself no power. Then shall no other man know what I mean, but I.
Father, that all sorrow may place, honor evermore I to thee make, and gladly suffer for thy sake the villainy, and thus temptation for to take of mine enemies.
Thou wicked wife, thy wits are gone. For written it is, whoso has understood, a man lives not in mane and mood with bread alone, but God's own words are ghostly food to many one. If I have fasted, 'tis of skill. Wit thou I hunger not so ill, that I work not my father's will in all degrees. Thy bidding will I not fulfill, that I warn thee.
Ah, the talking never I intend. He hungers not so as I am. Now since thy father may defend thy subtle flight, let's see if thou may land upon height, upon the pinnacle perfectly. Aha, we go well thereby. I shall say in vain glory to make him fall, and if he be God's son mighty, surely I shall. Now list to me a little space. If thou be God's son full of grace, show some affair here in this place to prove thy might. Let's see. Fall down here on thy face here in my sight. For it is written and well kenned, how God shall angels to thee send, and in their hand they shall bear thee whereso thou goest, that thou may descend upon no stone to hurt thy toes. Now since thou may with no danger I efface, fall so and do thyself no scathe, then tumble down to ease us both, here, here at my feet. If thou wilt not, I shall be lost, that shalt thou see. Let be, warlock, thy words all vain, for written it is full clear and plain. By God, thou shalt not tempt with pain nor with discord, nor quarrel shalt thou none maintain against thy Lord. And therefore know thou yet again, that all thy God shall be nothing gained. Be subject to thy sovereign, early and late. Away. Battle alone. Prove that he is gracious, Christ. And for the good that I advise, make him my goal. And jealousy in covetized he makes him all. But good, I shall not leave him yet. Who is my sovereign, I would wish, myself ordained is heir to sit, that wot you well, and done is every deal as I ordain. And since thou mayst be, since it is so, that I am sovereign of us two, and yet I grant thee ere I go and without fail, if thou wilt assent me to, it shall avail. For I have all this world to wield, power and town, forest and field. Thou wilt thy heart to me yield with dreadful time, and will I truly be thy friend and faithful to you. Behold, and thou shalt see many a kingdom, many a country. All this deed will I give to thee forevermore. Thou wilt fall and worship me as I say fair. Peace of thy thoughts, thou Satanus, I grant no thing that you may ask. The pine of hell I bid thee pass, and swiftly wend, and dwell in woe as thou e'er was without an end. For written it is who writes and reads, the Lord thy God thou art to dread and honor thee, and serve him in thy word and deed both night and day. Since thou dost not as I thee tell, no longer will I let thee dwell. I command thee thou fight to hell, and hold thee there with fellowship of fiends, fell forevermore.
Oh, I dare not look, alas, he must choose all the might he has.
High mighty hand, but it hollows fast. Why must pass? You forward and strong.
Oh, mercy, Lord. What may this mean? I marvel that you bear this pain of this foul fiend, artful and keen, talking to you. And you, his wickedness, I ween, may waste at will. Methinks that you were greatly sped, Lord, with this fiend that now is fled.
Mine angel dear, be not of dread. He may not breathe. The Holy Ghost, A, has me led. Thus now believe. For when the fiend shall my folk see, assailing them in sore degree, their mirror shall they make of me for to stand still. For overcome they shall not be, but if they will.
Ah, Lord, this is a great meekness in you in whom all mercy is. And at your will may doom or jest as is worthy. And three temptations take express thus sovereignly.
My blessing have they with my hand, that with such grief grudge not nor bend, and that will stiffly stand against the fiend. I know my time is fast at hand, now must I wend.
Well, bring him before us!
Ah, his throat is all blue.
I suppose of his name he'll be nevermore.
Sirs, look here on high and see.
will compel him to freedom this day. Barabbas in prison lies low. Release him, we pray. A rebel still raging to slay?
Would you rather that I should be in Jesus?
Barabbas, we say!
Barabbas!
He's Barabbas! Barabbas! Mother's heard for his call so loud.
Barabbas!
Bear witness, all ye that are here, from the guilt of his blood I am clear for innocency.
Honest that same blood without fear, and all our children to come let it be.
You are kindly showed than I.
should I shed my blood? Man, mend thy mood, for full bitter thy bliss must I buy.
Broken with my will. Is there nobody who knows where I will find my Lord and child?
I'll drive a few of them off into the car. For me, and in my kingdom shalt thou rejoice.
Death
steadfastness, so that they may be one as we are, you and I, in will and work both night and day. And know, truth, that I am verily but steadfastness and life always, by which each man of willing ways may win that life that last shall age. But me, my disciples, here are you, as long as gone about with me in great faith. But wonder, trial, hearts are we. Worthy to be the truth, I mean, are you for truth? If you will see it as much as you all have seen my work truth and my authority, and I am dead and lifeless in the grave, as my upright in these words doubt. And some for my uprising strange when I was lifelessly laid out so deep in earth. See, I have been walking 40 days about, eating with you your cross to save. And therefore, see no more the fear of my uprising, day or night. Your mystery leaves each one here. And with me well, as men of might, over whom no death shall have power, I shall be endless life and life. For the story is in your spirit, so I mean that one. To your sight. How man by course of time shall rise, though he be rotten unto naught, out of this grave in this same wise. The tale of doom shall he be brought, where I shall sit as true justice, and do man even as he has wrought. The wicked to wed with their enemies, good to live salvation.
Another voice for truth and truth. On his three men was betrayed and slain. I man, therefore, to mend that myth, on his three bought mankind again. The confusion of him and his, that falsely to forge that thought was changed. Mankind to bring again to bliss, his fold of fiends to endless pain. The third cause is truly to tell, right as I went as well will see, so shall I come in flesh and fell at the day of doom. When I shall deem the good in endless bliss to dwell, my foemen from me for to flee, without an end in woe to dwell. Each living man, he dwell the same, and into all the world at hand, the gospel duly preached shall you, to every creature alive on land, who trusts that he baptized be, he shall as you shall understand be saved, and of all thraldom free. Who trusts not as unbelieving found, for fault of truth condemned is he. But all these tokens, clear and clean, shall follow them that trusted right. In my name, devil, cruel, and keen, shall they cast out of any wife, with new tongues speak,
serpents unclean and destroyed. And if they day or night bring venom quick, shall be seen to harm them, it shall have no might. Unfaithful through their hands shall lay, and well shall they do things you will. The torment shall you have with you always, my company both in town and field, and with you well. So shall all they that work my will, in youth or else, have there a place which I purvey, in bliss with me ever to dwell. Now is my day's work struck in end. My time that here to stay was lent. Up to my father now I wend, and your father that down be sent. My God, your God, and each man's friend that to his teaching will consent. To sinners that with sin contend, that sins amend and will repent. But since I speak these things now to you, your heart has heaviness. Be all fulfilled. Prophet you show that I went hence as usefully. Unless I went, comes not to me the comforter of the comfortless. And if I went, ye shall find how I shall send him of my goodness. My Father's will fulfilled have I. Therefore farewell, all ye nearby. I go to make a bedroom, endless to dwell with me on high. Send down a cloud, Father, whereby I come to thee, my Father dear. My Father's blessing most mighty, give I to all that I leave here. Ascendo ad patrem meum.